Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's August 17, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 26, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, what happened to all the treasure the wise men gave to you? Was it all spent while you hid in Egypt?
Oh, by no means, Alora. My father kept most of the fortune until we returned. We spent very little in Egypt because we were under the hospitality of one of Demetrius's friends, so had virtually no need of anything. When we got back to Nazareth, my father invested all of this money in many different ways and helped the community with it over and over again, providing much good for many, many years with those funds. And then after his death, it was divided among my brothers and sisters and I, and I used much of it during my ministry to finance my ministry. Oh no, Alora, this was a very vast sum that these people gave to me. In modern times, it would be a great fortune. So we put this money to great use. We used it very, very wisely, and we got a great return on it over and over again. People were very grateful that we loaned to them at a very modest rate, and so many borrowed from us because they liked our rate, that we made a very good profit. It is very sensible, Alora, to lend at a reasonable rate. The higher the rate you charge, the less people are going to borrow from you. So actually, by charging a lower rate, you raise more money because more people borrow from you. It's an age-old truth, but unfortunately, most people in this world today don't understand that. They only want to get as much out of people as they possibly can.
Fascinating. So Joseph was a money lender as well as a carpenter. You just never know what new things you will learn on Here's Jesus.
I don't know, Alora. I don't know if I would call Joseph a money lender. That had negative aspects even in my time. I would prefer to call him a good neighbor with some free fun.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you'll really enjoy the Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. Do check it out when you can.
We're back. Linda's getting lunch, so I'm going to take this one myself again. There is a subject that comes up every time my birth is discussed that still brings me pain to this day, and that is the slaughter of the innocents by Herod. Everyone asks, did this actually happen? Unfortunately, it did. Herod, fearing that I would take his throne from his children, sent out his soldiers to kill all male children in Bethlehem, 2 years and under. Many children were killed. Fortunately, the Roman garrison protected many children by taking the women under their protection and saying that they were their harlots, and therefore their children were the citizens of Rome, and Herod's men would not touch them for fear of war with Rome. But many children were killed, perhaps as many as 100, and it always brings me sadness to this day that such a cruel thing could happen, that an ignorant man, in his belief that he could overcome the power of God, would kill innocent children. And it is an object lesson for all today. No one, no matter what he does, can overcome the power of God, can change what God says will come to pass. It cannot be done. God says that eventually the people of Israel will have all their land, and the Palestinians will have a separate homeland of their own. And this is what God wants, and this is what will happen. No matter how much man fights it, no matter how much man tries to stop it, it cannot be stopped. Herod could not stop the glory of God, despite the cruel and despisable thing he did. He paid bitterly for it when he left this world and suffered the second death because he shed innocent blood trying to keep his children on God's throne. God chooses who will rule. God decides who will have his power, not man. Man cannot overcome the power of God, no matter how much they try. They can try, but they never can. And it also shows that God will use any he wants to fulfill his glory, even a people's worst enemy.
We'll be back again.